Blog Talk Radio.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Records. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Out there in Blog Talk Radio land, and welcome to another Deaf Conversations with John Dilley on the Gray and Ideas Radio Network. And this is Gray and Ideas, and I'm just here to introduce the show and be a sidekick and try to be funny, which is never good. But
you're such a nice
show.
Sidekick, though.
Yeah, it's tough to be a sidekick, but here's our host, the host with the most, is the hot sauce man, Mr. John Dilley.
What's going on, folks? Happy Tuesday. It's been raining like hell here today in Jersey, but hey, it's all sunny here. So, but anyway, we're going to jump right into it because we got one heck of a guest tonight. We really do. And, I mean, I'm not just saying that. We really do. I just got a couple quick things, like as we always do every year, every week. We're going to talk about a couple of things. The farmers markets that I've been talking to in the last few weeks we've been doing this start this weekend. We will be in Allendale, New Jersey. It kicks off at about 9:30 a.m. Goes till 2. We got that in the Metuchen market starting up next week on Saturday, and it goes from 9 to 2. But it's neat. There's a couple of different kinds of the shows we're going to be doing, the farmers markets. The Allendale is actually on the main street in Allendale, and which is kind of neat, something we don't normally do. And the Metuchen market is right in the train station in Metuchen, right next to the rails. So we get a lot of guys actually come in from New York City to buy our stuff just to, you know, so you go pack up with our stuff and head on home. But anyway, I got one quick plug to do. I actually saw a buddy of mine today I have not seen in decades. I actually went to high school with him. His name is Brian Shield. He's going to be doing a comedy night at Scotty's Steakhouse in Springfield, New Jersey on Thursday night. I do believe it starts at 8. I may be wrong, but give them a call. Scotty's in Springfield, New Jersey. And, bring it on. And tomorrow night we're actually going to be on the Watson & Watcher show that's transmitted from the same place. We've done that show a couple of times, and it's just a lot of fun. That'll be airing on Blog Talk Radio, Watson & Watson show, and that starts at 8. But anyway, we're going to get into the thing about co-packing. I'm not quite sure if many of you out there know what that is. Some of you do. Maybe some of you don't. I think some of you pretty much don't. At the markets we've done, the shows we've done, pretty much any event we've done in the past, a lot of people are on the impression that, you know, DEF CON makes their own stuff. Well, you know, I'm sitting in the kitchen with a 2-gallon pot and a wooden spoon and just making stuff and putting it into a bottle and throwing it on a shelf. Well, actually, nothing could be further from the truth. There, in many states, not all, I know in New Jersey, where we're based out of, it is illegal to make your own retail food product in your own house. There's rules and regulations, and the FDA does not have a sense of humor. They really kind of like cramp down on the guys trying to make it out of their homes, which is kind of obvious for certain reasons. There's places you can go to start out, get an idea of what you want to put out there. I mean, there's professional kitchens and like restaurants and stuff like that. It's one way to bottle your own stuff. I mean, sometimes it's a little expensive to rent out a kitchen restaurant, and it'll be the hours, 2 o'clock in the morning, you get to the grill. If you have a regular job, that's not a happy thing. Colleges have some culinary courses.
Hey, John, I have a question.
Yep.
You mean that you're not sitting at your kitchen table licking every one of those labels and putting them on the bottle? I'm actually disappointed because I thought that was your special sauce.
Well, no, the hate is inside the bottle. and we have them. There's a thing called sticky labels. We use those because I cannot stand the taste of stamps. But honestly, a lot of people don't realize that. I mean, it is absolutely illegal in most states to make your own product and actually put it out there for retail sale. It's scary stuff. I mean, the FDA fines are not one to mess with. They start at 5 digits. I mean, that could easily they own your car, your house, your wife. It's not a happy place. If you're bottling your own stuff, you really have to know what you're doing as well. I mean, you can go out to Rutgers College, as a matter of fact, has a culinary area that you can actually rent kitchen space at at Rutgers University and make your own stuff. Again, they're not as expensive as, you know, kind of curtail a guy from a restaurant's kitchen. But it's still, it's time, and you got to go out there, you got to set your stuff up, you got to break it down. And you really got to know what you're doing. I mean, there's all sorts of different things. When you're selling a food product, it's not just, put it up on the shelf, see what happens. Oh, no. I mean, if you're bottling it yourself, you got to know what you're doing. I mean, the temperatures, you got to know what the correct temperatures are bottling certain things. There's a thing called acidified versus non-acidified foods. It's all about pH levels. I mean, it's a shelf stable and all. Oh my God, different bottling methods, the Bain-Marie method, others. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff you got to know. You can't just think you're going to throw something together in a bottle and throw it up in Whole Foods or A&P. It doesn't work like that. And I think a lot of people are under the impression that it kind of does. I mean, it's kind of odd. I mean, the improper bottling will lead to stuff like botulism and other, like, really nasty microbes and all that good stuff. I mean, over the years, I got to admit, I've gotten a number of bottles in the mail. I never ask for them. I just get them. And it'll be a handwritten label, and I'm looking at it, like, oh, and there'll be a note in there, try my stuff. I want to know what you think. Well, I'll tell you what, dude, that stuff, I'm not going to eat it. I mean, over the years, I have had stuff that is called the fizzies and the fuzzies. And inevitably, these sauces, either there's growths on the outside of the neck of the bottle, right by the top. Those are the fuzzies. Those are the outside microbes. And then I've had other ones where I open it up, it's like, psh, it's like opening up a beer. Well, stuff's growing in there now. I'm not eating that crap. I mean, it's going to explode all over my kitchen. So if you send me something to try without me knowing about it, I'm going to send it back saying needs salt. Just a heads up to everyone who wants to send me stuff. But anyway, not enough of that. I mean, larger companies, yeah, they can bottle their own stuff. I mean, you look at the Franks and the Tabascos and stuff like that. Yeah, they've got big, huge factories. Most of us don't. You know, most of us aren't that big. Some small companies bottle themselves. You know, you got awesome people like Cajun and stuff like that that bottle their own stuff. But I think a majority of people starting out and stuff like that, like very small to medium-sized company, we use what we call a contract packer, also known as a co-packer. They professionally bottle for a variety of companies. You'd be amazed at how many companies one of these contract packers can actually do. And that is the lead-in for tonight's guest. We just happen to have one of the most awesome co-packers on the planet with us this evening. His name is Adam Fair from a place called Endorphin Farms. This iconic company bottles DEFCON products for us, which that's saying something. And when it comes to professionalism and ultra quality, I mean, it's hard to find anything better. And I'm just going to bring him on now because I'm going to shut up and let him talk for a little while. Adam, are you out there?
I am out there, and I'm blushing.
Awesome. Oh, why are you blushing, man? It's true. You know what? I only speak the truth, and you guys are freaking awesome. You are very well known in the industry. You do a variety of products. And let's see. I'll just bring up. You know, let's tell you some more kudos. The last New York Hot Sauce Expo had the newly formed Screamin' Mimi Award, which has like become the thing to get now. And I think there were like 12 or 13 of them that were given out. And how many of these products do you guys actually package for us?
We ended up the Screamin' Mimis. I believe there was 9 at the last awards, which was really, really awesome.
It was stupid awesome. I mean, 9 out of the 12 products that won, or 13, but whatever the number was, a vast majority of these, you guys do the co-packing for these companies. And it's awesome to be able to have that. I mean, you were smiling ear to ear at the show. That was wonderful to see. But I mean,
yeah, that was the highlight for sure.
Well, the funny part was actually a real quick interjection. Adam had actually he had to bring one of the boxes of the Screamin' Mimi Awards into the show, and he actually, as he was kind of opening up one of the boxes, he saw that DEFCON sauces had won for the wing sauce, but he couldn't say a damn word. And he'd walk by our booth with this little poop-eating grin, kind of like a little pig in heat. Like, hell, I know something about you. You don't know. And man, when we won it, he was just ecstatic because I kind of blew up. But aside from that, I mean, give a little history of Endorphin Farms and the whole co-packing thing. A lot of people, I don't even think they realize that you kind of people exist in the industry.
Yeah, Endorphin Farms have been around for about 16 years. You know, and you summed it up pretty good in the beginning. We're a contract packager, a co-packer in the business. We have over 100 customers. We do about, at last count, somewhere around 288 different
products.
Nice.
Mostly hot sauce, but we do, you know, obviously DEF CON. We do some wing sauce. We do some salsas, salad dressings, barbecue. Our bread and butter is this spicier stuff. Basically, what we do is we partner up with a hot sauce or wing sauce customer, and I call it partnering up because it's not really just a business transaction. It's more of a partnership. But we partner with people.
Yeah,
it's you have to be in it together. I don't want to just say, hey, John, here, I made your stuff. There you go. Maybe I'll talk to you again. Maybe I won't. I want you to have success. If there's a way I can help you get some more success, great. The quicker you sell it, the quicker you come back. And you know, it's got to be a partnership. And basically what we do is we partner up with people and replicate their recipe. It's not a recipe to screw up or mess with. It's your recipe. We want to be sure we're making it right. And if we make it right, it's going to be what you want to sell. It's going to be easier for you to sell. And that's the bread and butter of the thing, is that's just what we do every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, it's all about consistency. I mean, if you've got certain, like really weird products, if you're trying to, you're looking to, you know, find a co-packer out there, and you need, like, a certain little itty-bitty product, let's say Adam, for some reason, can't get it. I mean, it happens. I mean, some, you know, some eye of bat or something like that you put into your sauces, he can't get it. Well, you got it. He will make sure that he uses you send it to him. He will use exactly what you want. He will not go off course with your sauces. I mean, I can actually bring in a real life deal. We had another co-packer, no names mentioned. We had another co-packer years ago, and we had him for years. And I mean, the product started great. I mean, we were winning a ton of awards, and our customer base had, you know, I mean, constant growth, just boom, 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 working away. And after a few years, all of it stopped. I mean, we're entering the same awards we always entered. We're getting nothing. And, I mean, our customer base was just shrinking. I mean, it was like somebody dried out a sponge. And, I mean, the store stopped carrying our stuff. And I'd be honest, I mean, we almost went out of business. I swear to God. I mean, people don't realize that. There's a couple of people out there that may be listening. I've told them the story, but I don't tell a lot of people. We're almost done. I mean, stick a fork in DEF CON. They're off the charts. But we found we had heard of this place called Endorphin Farms, which Adam was with. And, I mean, they came very highly recommended. But, I mean, when you're picking a co-packer, we don't pick them around the Jersey, New York area because, honestly, I don't know a lot of them out there, but the ones that I've met with, I want nothing to do with. They don't seem really on the level. I'm not going to mention any names again, but they don't seem really on the level. And you're basically, you are giving up your recipe to these guys. And you have to, and there's a trust factor, a major trust factor. And if you don't trust the guy you're dealing with, don't deal with him because, you know, they can turn on you on a dime and put you out of business. Adam is not like that. As we said before, Adam is like family to us, and you really got to trust the guy who's making your stuff because he's not making it right. It's not your product. That's the whole deal. I'm pretty kind of hitting it on point, no?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, trust is the big thing, and I go over with my staff all the time, is, you know, your people have entrusted you with something that they've maybe worked years and years and years to perfect this recipe, and you really have to do it justice, and you earn the trust of the people. You've absolutely got to do it right, and that's, you know, that was the commitment and the promise I made you when we first started talking, is, you know, at the end of the day, is I'm going to make it right, and that's the most important thing when I'm making DEF CON sauces, is it doesn't matter what else is going on, this stuff has got to be right. It's your recipe, it's your label, it's your stuff, and I just, that's why I take so much satisfaction when my customers win awards, because I feel like I've done my job. I've played a little role in doing what they asked me to do. So it brings me a lot of joy when they win awards, because I just think, wow.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
awesome.
I mean, you're happy and a little pig running around the hot sauce expo. I mean, you were ear to ear grins, and I understood why. I'm like, man, this guy made like 3/4 of the sauces that won. I mean, this is off the charts good. But I mean, to do a part two on us almost going out of business. I mean, going to Endorphin Farms, when I first met Adam, I mean, I was kind of sheepish by this point. I mean, we were teetering on nothing. I mean, we were teetering on just having my 9-to-5 job. That was it. I mean, DEF CON goes away. You know, taking all the wraps off the trucks and just giving up and signing off. But I mean, he convinced me just by talking to him. I trusted him, and yeah, there's documents, all kind of stuff. You got to sign all legal crap, but that aside, I trusted the guy. And I mean, what, as soon as he gave us our first run of stuff, and shipped us up our pallets, and we figured, okay, well, let's just see. We haven't won crap in the last couple of years. Let's see what happens. Well, bam! The first year we did it, we were in Dallas, Texas, at the Golden Chili Awards, one of the biggest ones out there. And goddamn it, it was the first year back. We're back with Adam and Endorphin. Hopefully, got this stuff right. Bam! We hit the trifecta. We won first place in mild, medium, and hot wing sauces. We are back on the map. Well, the only downside to that is we'd already lost a huge customer base, and we're slowly but surely getting that back. But, I mean, there's some that will never even look at us again because of the bad episode we had with our former packer. And, there's a lot to be said for that. They can put you out of business. You got to trust them. And Adam is – he's an icon of the industry. You know?
Well, that show, there was a lot of pressure because I thought, man, if DEF CON doesn't perform, and I was sitting there at the table with you guys, and I'm like, dude, if this doesn't go like I think it's going to go, I'm going to –
DEF CON's going to shake me.
Running out of this place. Yeah. And then when you guys started just winning, and I was just like, okay, good. The job has been done. I can sleep well tonight knowing that you guys are happy. And that was a really cool feeling, that whole deal.
Oh yeah, the whole table was elated. I mean, it was like DEF CON rose out of the ashes again, because I mean we were hurting. We were really hurting. But people don't realize how close we were. It's like just basically closing the books and saying, "Eh, whatever. That was a good ride up to the end." But I mean, yeah. you co-packed for a lot of people. The funny thing is, I realized that we had our first guest on the DEF Conversation show thing was this guy Patrick Tolbert from Smoke Brand out of Colorado.
Smoke Brand, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he contacted me through Facebook after a couple of shows or whatever. He goes, "Oh yeah, I use Endorphin Farms." I'm like, "You got to be." He's talking about a small world. The industry itself is not a huge one, with the players that are in it. I mean, it's a gamut of people that are in the industry. I mean, everybody's got something wrong with them, but it's like kismet. I mean, everything kind of works. The chemistry in the hot sauce industry is just phenomenal. But yeah, I mean, you're into it. You get the little guys, you get the big guys, you get the medium sized guys, and I mean, you guys are just good. I mean, what got you into doing this whole thing? And there had to be some bug that bit you.
To be honest with you, the funny thing is you know, I run the day-to-day of Endorphin Farms. The owner of Endorphin Farms, Scott Martin, he actually used to be a hot pepper farmer, hence the name Endorphin Farms. And he used to grow hot peppers for some hot sauce makers in South Florida. And to make a long story short, someone couldn't pay him for his hot peppers but said, "Hey, I'll give you some bottling equipment because I don't have any money to pay you." And he said, "Sure, whatever." So he took the bottling equipment and started bottling some sauce. And after a few years, realized, wow, you can actually do pretty well bottling hot sauce if you run your business right and you do what you're supposed to do. So as his business grew, I used to work with another company, and he contacted me, and I had some experience in the hot sauce business in the mid-90s. And he said, "I'd love to have you come over and see if you could maybe start making some connections," and he and I just kind of got a little synergy going, to use one of those cool business terms. And
I'll tell you, that was
really
good, man. I'll give you kudos on that.
Yeah, man. You know, I don't get to use that word very often when I make hot sauce, but you know, it was pretty cool. And at that time, we were really more of a regional Florida, you know, co-packer. And I said, "Dude, I want to start going to Albuquerque and Dallas and New York and anywhere, and just start shaking hands and making friends and seeing if we can start packing for other people." And now we have customers in Canada, Alaska, Washington, California, all up and down the East Coast, the Caribbean,
nice.
Europe. It's the coolest thing. If you do it the right way and you treat people right and you give them the service they deserve, you can do pretty well at it. It's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of nights where I sit up late, not getting sleep, but it's really worth it. You know, I get to work with some of the most awesome people in the food industries. I mean, my pantry's full of the best hot sauces in the world. You know, how cool is that?
Imagine that.
So, yeah. And then I go to shows and I get to have, you know, some cold ones with some really, really awesome people. And it's just the coolest thing in the world.
Hey, John.
Well, I'll tell you, yes, sir.
I'm going to ask,
do you mind if I ask Adam a question since I'm coming in here from Fizzy and Fuzzy Land? I had a quick question because everybody everybody seems to have their own sauce, and of course, Gray and Ideas has the sauce too. Mine's more of a barbecue sauce with a little kick. But Adam, some guy like me who wants to get started, what's it take and what kind of minimums and what do you look for when it comes to actually making a sauce and bottling a sauce for someone? I mean, what kind of minimums are you talking about? Is it like pallet quantities or is it just a few hundred bottles? How does that work?
Our minimums are what we like to do is make two kettles of sauce. So in the case of John with Defcon, you know, they have multiple sauces, so it's easier for them to fill the minimum. If you came to me and said, hey, I have a barbecue sauce, a spicy barbecue sauce, well, what I would like to do is have two kettles of sauce cooking. Barbecue sauce typically is a little bit thicker viscosity, so you're going to bottle it in a 12 or 16 ounce. So you're really talking about 120 to maybe 150 cases of sauce is our minimum. And to get going, all it takes is you contact me, you sign the NDA, which protects your recipe. Once we execute a copy of that, you give me your recipe. We price it out for you. We do samples. Once you say, hey, your sample's great, we send it to get a process authority letter, and we put you on the production schedule.
Cool. You're going to be hearing from me then.
Yeah,
there it is. Hey,
what
look
we
at that.
Do, yeah, we really try to make it easy because, like John touched on earlier, you know, you have the FDA is you know, they're the federal. They're involved in this. It's food. People are consuming it. There's exposure. And then in Florida or whatever state you're in, we have the Florida Department of Agriculture. We go ahead and take care of all those inspections for you. So we try to make it as easy as we can where you say, hey, listen, we want to make your sauce right, but let me deal with all the headaches of this and that, and I can even help you select glass and get hooked up with a label company. But at the end of the day, I try to make it right, get you sauce with your label on it, and you say, hey, this is great because now I don't have to spend time cooking my sauce. I can spend more time marketing and trying to sell it. And that's essentially where we jump into this equation.
I'll tell you, and that can't be understated. Oh, my God. Well, you actually did understate it. The FDA stuff, all the legalities, the rules, the regs, they vary so widely state to state. And then you got the feds coming. I mean, the FDA always reminds me of Matrix. I think it was Mr. Smith, the computer guy with the glasses. That's the FDA right there. And the sense of humor is not really – they don't smile. They just don't smile. But the fact that you take all the headaches off of the little guy is – It can't be stated like big enough. I mean, it's a huge deal.
It is, and that's how we're designed. Is as any new company grows, you know, you're making your sauce and you're trying to sell it. You hit a point where you say, well, now I'm spending so much of my time either cooking it that I don't have time to go sell it, or I'm trying to sell it so much I don't have time to cook it. Well, that's where we try to come in and say, listen, I'm going to make it right. You know, we're going to do our best to make it right every time. Go sell it. Go try to sell a truckload of this stuff, and we'll be able to go ahead and do that run for you. But we take that headache away. Like you said, it is a headache. It's a lot.
It's one you don't sleep with either. I mean, one fine, you're done. I mean, the fines aren't – it's not like getting a $30 parking ticket. I mean, these things are big.
They're big, and it's no joke, and they do come in, and when you first start, it's scary. They show you the badges, and you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, holy cow.
Yeah.
But, you know, once they realize that you're doing it safely and you have pieces of, like I have a bunch of pieces of paper on my wall that say that I'm really smart, which I don't know if that's actually the case. But, you know, they say, hey, you know what you're doing, and you run a safe facility, and then you get a little bit of credibility. And then, you know, the inspections now, honestly, it's never overly fun. But it goes pretty quick because I know what they're looking for, and they know that we're a credible packer and we do things safely, you know.
Right, right. And that's a huge deal. I mean, there are some nefarious co-packers out there. I have a couple of them up in our area, like, again, no names. I would not even think about dealing with that. I've been to their operations, and it's kind of like, you know, this is like the basement of a defunct hotel that they're making this stuff in.
Yeah.
It's not a happy place. I mean, it's something like, you know, the movie Hostel was filmed in. I mean, it's not a happy place. And,
no,
I mean,
it,
you guys,
it,
we still
tough.
Have yet to get down to your facility. I can't wait to check out your facility. We're going to get – me and Maggie are definitely coming down there one of these days.
Well, you're always welcome. You know, we have a little board, a family board. You get to sign, and it's a cool little thing. We welcome anybody to come down. We have some customers we've been running product for 10 years, and they come for every run, and we have some people that have never been there. So, you know, we'd love to have you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'll even buy the beer. How about that? We've done a couple
awesome.
Of those. Now, I do have a question, though. I mean, for people out there, I mean, how do they contact you? Just throw it out there, just as a contact, like a .com kind of thing.
Yeah, endorphinfarms.com. And I'm on Facebook a lot. You know, if you look us up on Facebook, I'm not sure what it is, but if you just type in Endorphin Farms, I pretty much am on that every morning about 4 o'clock in the morning because I just don't sleep. But endorphinfarms.com, we have a lot of general information. We're actually going through an overhaul on that. So it'll be – our current website will be active until the new one is set up. But there's a lot of good information. And, you know, again, we just want to help people, you know, make their life easier, you know. And
you do.
You know,
and you do a damn good job at it. And, I mean, I can't say enough about this guy. Oh, no, hey, dude, that's spoken from the heart as well.
Well, no, I really appreciate it. And the thing is with you and some others that have been to other co-packers, they've been kind of, you know, screwed over, for lack of a better term, by the co-packers. So, one, it makes us look a little better initially because we're doing a certain thing. But also, you've got to get over what happened to them at the other guy. You know, I always feel like
they come
from another co-packer.
The first time I met you – Well, like the first time I met you, I'm like, oh, what's this guy going to do to me? That was my initial impression. I'm being honest, because we got screwed.
People get screwed, and they're always looking at you like, okay, when is this guy going to dig his fangs in and get us? And and sometimes I tell people, in order for our relationship to work together, working relationship, is you've got to try, and I know it's really difficult, but try to put that in the past. We're a whole new thing, and you know, we're going to do our best to not do that to you. And some people are. They're constantly looking over their shoulder like, okay, yeah, this guy's definitely going to get me this time. And
he's being too nice. What's up with that? He's being too nice. Yeah, but I mean, there's a few of them. Yeah, but you are one of the good eggs of the industry, and that's one reason you're here.
Okay.
I mean, not just because you package our stuff, but you're a guy that everybody can trust. I mean, that's and you can ask dozens of other hot sauce people that use him, the co-pack and salsa guys. Everybody's going to say the same damn thing. It's just that's why you're here.
Well, I appreciate it, and I do try to think that I haven't done anybody wrong. I'm friends with a lot of other co-packers. I've even, you know, sent referrals to some other people that I know are going to do a good job. And I really do support the industry. I'm a big fan of it. When I go to these shows, people sometimes are like, you're not really even working, are you? And I'm like, not really. I'm a fan of this whole thing. It's fun. You know, at the end of the day, if I can pick up some business, great. But I just like going to shows and talking to people and trying hot sauce, you know?
Yeah, there it is. I mean, in a nutshell, I mean, because the industry is an awesome industry. I mean, everybody's friends. Oh, here comes the music, Adam. Well, hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate you doing a show, man. Maybe we'll have you back one of these days, and we'll do a part two on this.
All right, dude. Sounds good.
All right, folks. Well, that looks like it's going to be wrapping up another issue of the Def Conversations with your host, John Dilley from Def Con Sauces. Some of the makers of the finest hot sauces, wing sauces, habanero horseradishes, and dry rubs. Okay, you can see us at defconsauces.com. Right now, we have the contaminated soil, which is really becoming a hit. It's a mix of 8 different peppers, and the Uber Pack, the Super Uber Pack for $40. So all 7 of our products for a mere $40. But hey, thanks for tuning in, folks. And hey, check us out at the Farmers Market if you're around. Check out Scotty's Steakhouse in Comedy Cove for the shows to Wednesday and Thursday. And I will see everyone next week with Bells On. Same bat time, same bat channel.
You're the type of kid that should have just left it alone. We say whiskey, drinking, bottle breaking, girlfriend taking. Think I really give a fuck? You must be mistaken. B.I.G. capital B. The rest is history. Outlaw, motherfucker, double whiskey, drinking, S.O.B. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me 2 shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox, for my outlaws, bring me 3 shots, we can
can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm on the 1% patches on the leather vest. And every outlaw biker that I met on the west, I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bumped me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hey, three knows me, and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you.
I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Just when you thought radio was safe. A new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.